So I'm wondering, Sean, because obviously, you know, we have this very specific professional relationship, and I'm wondering if you feel that in your life you have other people, friends, you know, your parents or siblings, that you feel you can talk to about these frustrations, that when you feel them mounting, do you feel like you have other people that you can talk to, or is, you know, are our weekly sessions sort of your only outlet for that?
Well, I think that answers in the question.
Sure. I can see that. I guess I'm just, something that I have been tracking during our conversations over the weeks is a sort of reluctance sometimes to open up, or certain, not necessarily with me. I feel like we often do very good work together, but I do feel, I know, like, specifically thinking of your relationship with your mother, I think you've told me that you have some trouble there. Do you think that you've made any progress with her in the time that we've been working together?
Relationship with my mom is complex, but the answer's in the question.
Okay, yeah, I sure. I mean, I think that's very valid. Here's a question. In terms of how these sessions fit into your day-to-day life, is it just another thing you do? It slots in easily among various appointments and meetings and social obligations, or is it sort of, it stands alone, it's removed from the rest of your life? It's kind of an event, a special event, as opposed to just another thing on the calendar.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty busy. And I have a lot of obligations. I think the answer is in the question.
To imply that you weren't very busy. Of course, that's something that I actually would love to talk about right now, is because I think a lot of your anxiety comes from just how busy you are, and I'm wondering, do you have practices to help yourself every once in a while just sort of step back from the tasks of the day and say, okay, Sean, let me do a little bit of self-care here. What can I do to help myself? Do you have any moments where you do that and you step back and you put the pencil down, so to speak, and you take some me time?
Sometimes when I'm feeling, overwhelmed, I'll just have like a glass of water that calms me down.
I can see why. Sure. So, just thinking of, I think that glass of water thing is so healthy too, because it's such a, you know, it's, you know, some people would say, oh, I go and I smoke a cigarette, or I make myself a snack, you know, I go eat a Twinkie, or, you know, I like watch some mindless TV for a little bit, and I think it's so healthy to, you know, have these practices that are good for you physically and emotionally and mentally. Would you say you're a healthy person?
Huh. Oh, yeah, I see what you're getting at.
Something that I've been wondering for the past few sessions, actually, is do you feel as though you are successful?
Of your self-esteem, do you feel like you have always regarded yourself in the same way, or has your self-regard changed over the years? And if you do feel that it has changed over the years, how would you say, when rather, would you say that it changed?
Well, I've always been a little heavy. I guess my self-esteem is probably pretty low.
Of your feeling aimless, how does it make you feel to even say, I feel aimless?
I'm just always interested in really sort of plumbing the depths of, you know, obviously this is a process, and I think it's important not only to go through the process of talking, but also to go through the process of investigating the act of talking and investigating the act of analysis, in addition to, you know, being in analysis. And aimless is just such an evocative word to me, I think, especially given what I've learned about you, I sort of want to change tacks a little bit. Pardon the pun about aimlessness. And changing tacks. I wonder if you're feeling hopeful
about I'm just having a brain fart right now. Damn it.
I would like to sort of change tacks here. If you'll pardon the pun about aimlessness and changing tacks. When you wake up in the morning, do you have a routine that you do every day? I'm not even sure this is actually unrelated to aimlessness. Do you have a routine that you do every day for yourself?
Well, I get the tax pun because I sail sometimes. I make my bed every morning. Says I can do this one thing well, so why can't I do other things well? Once I make my bed, I like, well, you know what I mean, what I'm thinking now is that the answer is in the question.
How much pride do you take in being able to do one thing well?
The answer is in the question.
From your answer, I extrapolate that you take quite a lot of pride in that one act. And I just want to, first of all, just say I think that's great and so healthy. So I want to take a moment to commend you for that.
Thanks.
Of course. I wonder if you feel there are other tasks you can give yourself that aren't necessarily easy, but are, you know, things that you know you can succeed at consistently, that have to happen at different hours of the day. You know, I have to succeed at, I don't know, checking the mailbox. I have to succeed at watering my plants. And if that small act might give you sort of little boosts of, hey, I did something all throughout the day, does that seem like something you could possibly enact?
I make a really good Eggs Benedict.
That's great. Have you shared that ability with anybody?
The answer's in the question.
Well, I think those are two really good things. And, you know, I've always maintained, I think a fun thing to do for yourself is to not restrict breakfast foods to being eaten just at breakfast time. I think an Eggs Benedict for dinner would be really fun. And I think would make you feel successful to make a really good Eggs Benedict in the evening. And maybe
spice things up and make a Cubano for breakfast. Do those feel like small acts of success that you could guarantee yourself? And do you feel like those would
help, you know, give you a little boost of endorphins or just pride that might help you then face some sort of larger challenges that come up over the course of the day?
I really think you've made so much progress, Sean.
I think, you know, even in the last month of these conversations, of our sessions, I think you're really, I feel like you're on a good track.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, my night tremors stopped.